Let's do this.
I don't know.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Now my agent is calling. Boobie darling, sweetheart, listen. Just wondering, do you have Bill Shatner's number?
Asking for a friend.
Because if you do, I really would like to get a hold of him because I have a business opportunity.
Uh-huh.
You have anything for me? No. Wrong number. Who dis?
Number 4.
Wait, no, hold on. That's not right.
Number 5.
Mayor, Lori Lightfoot. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson and other officials held a press conference ahead of Memorial Day weekend to talk about the city's safety plan for preventing violence.
We all have to be in this together. You know, I'll borrow the sports phrase, since you know I'm a sports fan. We're flooding the zone, right? We know the areas in the city where we believe that there are challenges, and we're going to make sure that we are physically present, that we're engaging with people in those neighborhoods, and that we're bringing resources into those areas in particular where we have concerns about any kind of conflict.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Like they haven't done that every year for the last 30.
Gosh, you hope it works.
Then Eddie Johnson was asked about troublemakers that may try to venture downtown and make mayhem.
Well, you know what? Listen, everybody's welcome to come down to Michigan Avenue, and we shouldn't target people simply because of the way they look or their ages or gender. That's just not right. But what I can tell you, if you come down there and misbehave, you'll be dealt with accordingly. But the mayor and I, as well as you see all these individuals standing behind me, they've developed programs and other alternative things for them to do in their communities should they choose to do that. If they choose to come downtown, then that's fine. If they come down there and act accordingly, they'll be fine. We have resources in place over the 4-day weekend so that if some people do misbehave, then we'll handle it accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Also announced a team of police officers will be riding CTA and L trains. That is their sole responsibility for the summer to
just go back and forth.
Check things out.
Back
there.
And forth. Back and forth. Oh, my God. Can you imagine having to ride the red line from Howard to 95th to 95th to Howard to 95th to Howard? I mean, it's like,
no.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Would you rather be a meter maid?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I would rather be a Department of Revenue employee, as they like to call themselves now. All right. At least you're outside. You're in that tunnel, you know, for that part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Downtown, through downtown. And then I'm just telling you, man, that tunnel ain't pretty.
It doesn't smell pretty all the time. But I'm glad that they're
doing
it.
Although, you know, the nice part by being a police officer on that is that when it surfaces up on the Dan Ryan
mm-hmm.
on the way down, you'll be able to see the cars shooting at each other more closely.
Oh.
All right. Too soon. Oh, I know. All right. Here we go.
Number 4.
President Trump took time out of his speech where he was talking about farm relief in front of farmers. And we knew they were farmers because they were wearing cowboy hats. Right out of Central Casting. Oh, God. He took on Nancy Pelosi, calling her a mess multiple times during the speech.
You know, she's a mess. Look, let's face it. She doesn't understand it. And they sort of feel she's disintegrating before the rush. She does not understand it. They want to have her understand it before it's finished. It's signed. As you know, Mexico's approved the deal. Canada's approved the deal. And they're waiting to get a signal for her. Now, I would say this. The farmers should start talking to the Democrats in the House. The Senate's ready to approve it, the Republican Senate. But the Democrat House is not. Pelosi does not understand the bill. She doesn't understand it.
It's not about the USMCA. Because they're saying that the USMCA hasn't even been signed yet. You know, that everybody has kind mm-hmm. of signed off on
it. The new NAFTA.
But there hasn't been any leadership that House is requiring. They're saying that there should be leadership from the White House to get this thing done because they haven't signed up on the final piece, and here you go.
Speaker Pelosi said today she hoped your family would conduct an intervention with yeah. you. What's your reaction to that?
No, I saw her read it perfectly, just the way she said it. It's a very, very sort of a nasty type statement, but I will say this. She said I walked into the room right next door, yesterday and walked in and started screaming and yelling. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. Because I know that they will always say that, even if it didn't happen, because this happened once before. I walked out. I was so calm. You all saw me minutes later. I was at a news conference. I was extremely calm. I was probably even more so in that room.
Okay. I don't really care about how any of these people are behaving behind closed doors.
No.
I just would like them to get something done and for the president to be more presidential. I mean, that's the funny thing is if he pretended to be presidential, his fear is if he were acting presidentially, you know, with decorum. I'm not sure he's capable of any of this, but let's just pretend for a second that he is, that he can handle himself and he can doesn't have to call people nasty names and all this. He's afraid he'll lose if he does that, which is like the craziest thing ever. He would win by a million miles if he did that, because the minute he starts doing it, and then if the economy is good and he stops calling everybody else an a-hole, it, you know, people go, oh, maybe this is going well. Right? It's that simple of a mechanic.
She's baiting him, and he's totally taking the bait. This is what's going on here.
I haven't changed very much. Been very consistent. I'm an extremely stable genius.
That's exactly what he said today.
He said that before.
Exactly what he said, yes. I, you know what? When this is all said and done, written, you know, cows come home to roost or whatever happens at the end. He is going to turn to the camera and go, gotcha. All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, here's Kim. What's going on in the newsroom?
More problems for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
Lauren Lapka's traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
They're Chicago. They're real. Watch Dan Ponce, Lauren Jiggets, Larry Potash, and Robin Baumgarten get real in the morning. The WGN-TV morning news team. It's all weekdays, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN.
All right, top 5-5 five continues up to
number 3.
What happened there? Orion's voice.
No.
Away.
Orion! Is Orion okay? Somebody help! All right.
I think he's okay.
Okay, okay.
Just sort of an audio thing.
Yeah. It was the 1970s all over again as Jimmy Kimmel and legendary TV show creator Norman Lear teamed up for a live in front of a studio audience, All in the Family and the Jeffersons, which featured live performances from classic episodes of both of those.
Hmm. Nice.
Now, this is a... It's interesting because those shows were very important in their era, right? Because the 1970s was a tumultuous time in America, and sitcoms weren't taking that sort of thing on, except for those two, the Norman Lear stuff, so they were kind of trying it again.
The language and themes from almost 50 years ago can still be jarring today, and we are still grappling with many of these same issues. We hope tonight will make you laugh, provoke discussion, and encourage action. There is so much more work we must do in this country we love so much.
All right. So there you go.
Nice. Okay.
Right?
Yep.
There you go. That's the whole idea. Very, very interesting sweeps piece kind of thing that they were doing there for television.
Very interesting.
May, where all the crazy things happen. So what they did is they got Jamie Foxx to play George Jefferson. Right? Interesting.
Ooh.
Right?
Yep.
So they reenacted a scene where Anthony Adams played another character, Uncle Henry, in the scene, and Jamie Foxx is supposed to be yelling at him. And, well...
Bunker! I'm going to say what I got to say to my brother, and I'm going to get out.
I'll gladly hold the door for you.
Him? Ever since I was a little boy, I would always beg my mother for a little brother. But you know, we were broke, so all we could afford, all could we could, all is live. Everyone sitting at home just think their TV just messed up. All we could afford was you.
There you go.
Love Jamie Foxx.
There you go. Well, some things are better left to being taped.
Number two.
Journalist Jeffrey Goldberg could have given the best speech of all time to the graduates of Johns Hopkins University, but he could not top Robert F. Smith,
right,
the guy who spoke at Morehouse, who gave all the students forgiveness of their student debt.
Yeah, huge.
At the commencement. So Jeffrey Goldberg had to address the elephant in the room, saying, you know, he wasn't really a billionaire, really couldn't do any of those things. And, well,
I'm also not going to stand up here in the Morehouse style and offer you $40 million in debt relief. I can't do this for two reasons. A, I don't have $40 million. And B, that's what Daddy Bloomberg is for.
Yeah, ask him.
That is very true. And finally,
number one.
West Rogers Park couple Rebecca Smith and her partner Alyssa Bates went to Nashville for a wedding and used the app WAG! Exclamation point.
Hear the bell.
Thanks, Kai. Thanks. I missed that.
I had a bell's partially broken. They hired a dog walker for their boxer mix, Mickey. They became concerned after the walker didn't show up during the specified time to take Mickey out.
That's a problem.
So they called a friend to check on Mickey, who was supposed to be at the apartment, and
they came up our back steps and saw that the WAG lockbox was open and there were no keys inside. So they tried the door, it was unlocked, and they could hear Mickey crying inside. So they walked back to our back bedroom, opened the door, and found the WAG walker intoxicated asleep in our bed.
When you heard that, what did you think?
I was shocked. It was the last situation that I ever thought we were going to run into.
Oh my gosh. What is wrong with people? What is going on? What?
I love the gig app economy.
It can be very disappointing, can't it?
Yes, it really can. Because this really is, everybody has a job. This is what took down the Soviet Union. I just want to make that perfectly clear.
Well, no one really sort of keeping track of the standards of a lot of this stuff.
Have a few drinks and walk a dog. How hard can it be? Make a few extra bucks.
Hey, WAG.
That's probably right. Some guy drinking out in Nashville. Like, I'm just going to go walk a dog real quick, make a few bucks.
Right.
I'll be fine,
guys. I can't
guys.
Afford my next drink unless I do. Right. And I can't drive Uber, right. Uber at the moment.
Right. Exactly. They won't let me do that anymore.
What can I do drunk?
Yeah, let me imagine.
I have a drunk job.
Imagine how that works, right? Like you start at, you start on one of those apps that sends you like into an office to be a temp, right?
Right.
And that didn't work out.
Or you go to people's houses and fix things.
Right, exactly.
Know,
yeah.
Assemble your IKEA furniture and stuff.
Real kinds of things. And then all of a sudden that blows up. Then you work your way down to Uber, right? And then that blows up. Then you go, well, I'll try Lyft. And then that blows up. And then Via, no, that blows up. And now you're down to maybe I could be one of the Sherpas, you know, at DoorDash or one of those kinds of things. Fine. No, that blows up. All that's left now is being a dog walker. And you can't even do that right.
One star.
No tip.
You actually start Airbnb-ing out your own bedroom in your mom's house. That's your last step.
Mom, I've got people renting my
room. Ma! Ma, answer the door! That's your Airbnb!
Can you make my bed?
I gotta sleep on your couch today.
I want a good rating. Can you clean my room?
I took a picture of your bathroom so they have to use it!
Nicer than mine, right.
All right.
It's all going fine.
All right. That does it.
The top five at five.
Kim Gordon's News brought to you by Townstone Financial.